Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Tom. Yes, Bernie Tolbert is joining us live on WBEN. And Bernie, just some of the recent numbers that have come in. Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard has about a 6-point lead on you right now with about 57% of the precincts reporting. What's the feeling like for you right now?
Well, you know, we're very hopeful. We've worked hard. We've done all the things that we think we need to do. I'm not sure what those numbers, this is the first time here. I'm not sure what districts or polling places that reflects. So, you know, we'll see.
Now, obviously, you want to try to hit as many places in Erie County as you can during the campaign. Which places are you expecting to see the biggest turnout from what your staff had worked on?
Well, from what we've worked, I like to say we're going to see a big turnout everywhere, but we were out across polling sites today. I was visiting polling sites, thanking all the poll workers, and saw huge turnouts in Amherst, in the areas. I also saw down in the Southtown, Hamburg, we saw quite a bit. So I'm hoping that there's a big turnout in the city. We worked hard, very hard in the city the last couple weeks to turn out the city vote, which is crucial given the enrollment numbers in the city. But so I'd like to see the city turn out strong.
Take me through what your day has been like today.
Well, we started out this morning. I voted first thing in the morning. And after that, we got in the car and we hit the road. And we went to like 21 different polling sites, starting up in Clarence. And we did Clarence, Amherst, Cheektowaga, West Seneca, Hamburg, Eden. Ended up in Springville. And then came back here and did the site in the city.
What's been your reaction to some of the attack ads that are that have been playing over these last few weeks? It's been both sides, but what have you thought about Sheriff Howard's ads against you?
Well, first let me say that they're not true. They are blatant distortions, but that's politics, I suppose. When I started doing this, my mother said, don't run, because people are going to say things about it. They're going to make up things, and so it's not like, you know, I didn't expect it. But I tried to focus on records and issues, things that I thought people wanted to hear about.
Now, on your website, you've talked about things like the Erie County Holding Center, the opioid epidemic. Both are important battles here in Erie County. Of all the things that you've campaigned on, what's some of the biggest issues that are facing the Erie County Sheriff's Office that you could tackle should you become the next sheriff?
Well, I think the first issue is one of leadership. I think there's been a real lack of leadership in the sheriff's office, and that's one of the things I know that I can provide to the good men and women in the sheriff's department. Also, the fact that the sheriff has appeared in rallies and that are divisive and send the wrong message to parts of our community, to me, that's not the sign of a good leader. So I would never do that. Anything that's divisive or anything that suggests hatred in any way, it's not part of my agenda, and I would not participate.
I know you don't want to think about losing, but hypothetically, if it were to happen, if numbers aren't in your favor right now, what happens? Do you plan on running for public office again? Do you go to the private sector? What do you do?
Well, it's way too early to think about that. I haven't given that any thought at all. But I've had a long career, and I think a very successful career. So, you know, there comes a time when you say, okay, I've done my part, I've done my share, and I'll relax and enjoy retirement, enjoy my grandchildren, and doing things, you know, family things I haven't had a chance to do. But at this point, it's too early to talk about what I'm going to do. I plan to be the sheriff for the next 4 years.
All right, that's Bernie Tolbert, the candidate for Erie County Sheriff. If you missed that audio, you can hear it on demand at WBEN.com. Tom?
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.